The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Some music there from Queen and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. They've got a new movie out about Queen.
Have you seen Rhapsody?
Have you seen what I'm on?
I've seen the trailers. I wanted to go see it, but I ended up seeing Venom two times instead.
Okay. Well, that's different. I wanted to see it, too. I ended up seeing the Nutcracker in the Four Realms instead.
I wanted to see that, too. Let's go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
But I couldn't take my daughter to see Bohemian Rhapsody. She's a little young.
She needs to know, Scott.
Well, I maybe, but there are some things that maybe she shouldn't know yet.
She probably already knows all that, Scott. You can go ahead and buzz me if you want to. I have already been through him. You see, I'm 20 some odd years ahead of you with the 7-year-old daughter.
I'm sensing battle fatigue with you, though.
Well,
that's what I've got.
You're sensing money with Tom. Like, that's what it is. He's reached that point of having so much money, nothing phases him.
What?
There you go.
We know.
No, Michael. There was a guy by the name of Michael came through and took care of all the extra money thing. Okay, just so you know.
I didn't know he was part of the IRS.
It took care of all of it.
Great segue.
Yes, it was.
He's an IRS worker. Michael was.
Yeah, something like that. We are talking about life post Hurricane Michael, and I've mentioned this before, and that there's some frustration that Bay County's not in the limelight anymore, and people are forgetting about us. And I think one of the reasons is that we've pulled together really well as a community.
True.
And there's not a lot of good news stories here as far as what the mass media wants to hear about.
It's tragedy, which they like.
Some tragedy. One of the stories that's come out, and we're pleased to have in the studio, Dakarius Hunter, you've gone viral, my friend. You were viral before the storm, and now you are even more so. Tell us a little bit about your story.
What really started my movement, I'm not even gonna lie, it was my wife. My wife was the one who...
It's always the case like that.
It is, because that's what started. At the time, I had lost my job, and I was, like, really broken. I really was. But if it wasn't for my wife, she was telling me, like, every day, it's gonna be okay. Keep your head up. We're gonna make it through this. And it was her pushing me to, just stay who I am, to just stay strong, to just keep my head up, to not let it fall. That is what, motivated me to want to be a part of a change. So I was looking on Facebook, and I seen this story about this little African-American girl. She was from Charlottesville, North Carolina, I think. And she was telling about how afraid she was, living there because of the police killings and things like that. So that kind of hit me, because I was thinking, like, man, her as a child, she's supposed to be carefree. She's not supposed to be afraid of living. She's supposed to be out playing and, having fun. And that really made me feel some type of way. And I, too, have a daughter. And I'm like, how can I tell my daughter, everything's going to be okay, that she has nothing to worry about, if I don't, stand up and do something and show her, because, actions speak louder than words all the time. So I had to make a change. And I was sitting at home and I was looking at a poster that I made, because I started making posters for my job, the job that I lost at the time. I was making posters because I'm always the type of person to want to try to be the positive one to stand out. So I had a poster that I got from there, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, man, I'm so mad I made that poster for them, and they ain't even appreciate it. I said, I feel like somebody would really like seeing this poster today. So I made that. I took that poster. I made another poster that said, stop the hate, spread the love. And that's where spread the love started from.
So where did you first show up at?
15th Street and MLK. I don't know what it was that just made me want to go to that spot, but something, I was just riding. I think I was trying to go over by the mall. I think that's where I was headed, but something, I was just riding, and someone just said, go right here. So I just pulled over. And I didn't really get a lot of attention, but I got more than I thought I did.
People honking their horns at you and waving.
But I mean, when I first started, it was like weird to people, because they were just looking at me like,
who's this crazy guy?
Here you go, trying to sell pizza. I understand, because it was something different, it was something people weren't used to. So I had to get them used to it. in a way, it was bringing people to my world, because I want people to see, like, it's okay to be happy. It's okay to say I love you. It's okay to hug. It's okay to be happy. That's what I want people. That's my message I was trying to get out. But, you know, after the hurricane, it's man, changed it into something.
Well, tell us about your experience with the hurricane, because you weren't home. And I've read that you've talked about this before, that it saved your life.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be at work. I wasn't supposed to be at work, actually, because we have an A and a B team.
And you've got a new job, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. I work at the VA, Sam's VA. Shout out to the VA. Shout out to this crew, squad. but I wasn't supposed to be there because it was an A or B team, and I wasn't on neither team. I wasn't on A or B, so I had to pick which one I wanted to be on, basically. So I was like, you know what? I don't even have to work the hurricane. I could really stay home, sleep here, and just go, you know, after the hurricane, be on B team. But I was like, nah, I don't really want to work Saturday. I don't want to work after the hurricane. So I might as well just go in and get it over with. And that's like, that really saved my life.
And where was your wife and daughter at?
My wife, she was at work. She had to go because she works in the medical field too. So she was at her job, you know, bunking out up there. And my daughter, she was with her grandparents.
Okay. So everybody was safe out of the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what happened when you first went home?
When I first, like, me and one of my coworkers, as soon as, like, we were able to get out of the building after the hurricane, we took off because we wanted to check on our places to see how our places look. We went by her place first, and it didn't make it. So I was thinking the worst already. Like, man, it was bad. So we got out of the car, you know, we left, we went, drove to my house. And when we got to my house, looking at it from the front, it looked good. So I was like, oh yes, we made it. So, but when I went in, I opened the door, like water just let straight out the front door. And we left our dog, and our dog was going crazy.
Oh,
she
I
was
bet.
Just barking, running in circles. Like, and then I was like, oh, I walked in, bam, it was a tree in our living room. Yeah, so that really broke me, because it was just like at that moment, like I've never felt the pain of losing everything like I felt right then and right there. Like that was a horrible feeling, like it was gone. And the sad thing about it is I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna tell my wife. Like it was my fault. Like yeah. Because I told her everything was gonna be okay.
Sure.
I told her, like, you know, there's nothing to worry about. We're gonna be able to. They say this all the time. You know, it's always gonna be a epic hurricane. So it's like, how am I gonna tell her? Like, we don't have nowhere to go. Like, how do you tell, like, your wife? You know, being that I'm the person who's supposed to tell her everything's gonna be okay, how do I tell her we have nowhere to go now? So that was a hard conversation to have.
But you told her, and she's okay.
Yeah, I think I took it harder than she did, because at the time I was in the house and she was at work, so she wasn't seeing what I was seeing. So I'm boohoo crying, like it's all gone. I went in my daughter's room. That's what really broke me, because it was like, oh, my daughter's stuff. Like,
yeah,
yeah, that was hard. But she. Being the strong wife she is, talked me through it. So I had to, that was the moment right there. Like I was either gonna keep doing what I was doing or I was gonna break. Like that was the choices, because it was like, how do you continue spreading love when you have nothing? You have nothing. You have nowhere to go. But I went in there and I seen all my posters, and I'm like, dang, all my posters, like they were gone, soaking wet, like folded up. They look like trash. So it was like I had my two posters still in my truck, and I went in and I seen the posters, and I was like, this is how I'm going to keep from breaking. Like I went out there, I took my posters, and when I got that first hunk, that changed everything. It was like, it's still love out here.
So what's your message now?
My message is us coming together, us being a community, us spreading love, us trying to be a change, because I don't want this hurricane to be, you know, the final factor. I don't want these people, these hurricane shirts. Like, I hate these my Hurricane Michael shirts. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate them with a passion. This man, like, basically tore our, I'm not going to say a man. This boy, Mikey, basically tore our city apart. Why are we walking around with these Hurricane Michael shirts on? We know we survived it. We ride around every day, and every day is a reminder that we survived this Category 5 hurricane. It's a reminder every day. So I want our shirts. We got some Spread the Love shirts going. These are one of them. Boom, check the shirt. These are one of them. We're on the radio.
That's right.
Radio can't see. I forgot.
He's wearing a wonderful Spread the Love shirt.
We will take a picture and post that.
Yes, we will. It'll be on our Facebook page.
And on the back it says, it's the new Panama City. And I have some different styles coming, too. I got a friend that, she's amazing. She worked all night trying to design these shirts, and she came out with shirts. Wait till y'all see the next ones. They're going to be...
So what's your take on this? You think that coming out of the debris and the destruction of Hurricane Michael, you think we've got a new Panama City coming?
I think Spread the Love is the new Panama City.
I like it.
I think it is. I feel that in my heart. Spread the Love is the new Panama City, because the way we came together, the way that we helped each other out, the way we stood strong in the paint when Michael tried to knock us down, we rose up.
We helped each other up.
We did. Like, we were the light in the dark when it was completely dark.
Really, you know? Dark.
Extremely dark. I've never seen dark until we had no lights at all, and it was like this really dark out here.
No, you found a place to stay?
Yeah, I'm staying with my in-laws.
Yeah,
they took us in, so they're really helping us out, and we're really appreciative of that.
You know, and this is a story that can be told over and over again, because everybody's in some sort of pain, some sort of situation. You know, some of us have lost everything. Some of us have lost a little bit, but we've all lost something. And everybody in Bay County has been touched by Hurricane Michael. And I think this is the time where our folks here are receptive to spreading the love. I mentioned this yesterday, I think, that over the weekend, Sam's had a sale. You know, it was kind of like Black Friday, you know, and they had some TVs and all this good stuff. And I've been there for Black Friday before, and, you know, people bump into each other. And but this was the nicest crowd of people I've been around. That it was a lot of, excuse me, I'm sorry, did I go right ahead, you first. A lot more kindness than what you typically see. You know, even I think a hurricane changes things. And so I think your message has been well received. So far,
yeah. I gotta say that sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but no problem. I had heard about you before the storm. Like, someone mistook me from you. That's how I found out about you. I was having me and my best friend, who was actually outside the door. We went to Montgomery, so we were away from the storm, so we didn't have this peace of mind. We didn't know what we were coming back to and all this. And I actually saw that you were back out there, like, right after the hurricane, and it kind of gave me tears, because I'm like, you know, I'm happy. I actually posted on my Facebook. I was like, it makes me extremely happy to know this guy is still out there, and it gave me so much hope that you were the hope that I held on to while I wasn't here making my way back, when all I saw was destruction. I didn't know who was there, what was still here. I just saw buildings destroyed, and the only positive thing I saw was you on the street spreading your signs. So I just want you to know, like, your impact is real. And it kept a lot of people strong during the storm.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got Matt Standish in the studio. We've got Dakarius Hunter in the studio. We're talking about smiling. We're talking about the positive that can come out of the destruction of Hurricane Michael. I want to talk with you, Dakarius, about the attention that you've received outside of Bay County. And you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, 11 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock. And we're talking about some positive stuff post-Hurricane Michael. We've got Dakarius Hunter in the studio, who's been a bit of a celebrity around here. Yeah. So let's start with you, Dakarius. What kind of attention have you gotten outside of Bay County? I mean, how did people start to recognize you?
That is the sign guy.
Just the sign guy.
That's who I am now. I'm the sign guy. A lot of people, you know, come up to me, you know, and they're just so shocked. It shocks me because it's like, you're surprised to see me. I'm just me still. I don't see it as it's a celebrity thing because I'm doing what I love to do. I mean, that's what keeps me out there every single day. I love.
And where do you go? Are you at the same spot every day?
No. I spread it. I got to go everywhere because, you know, it wouldn't be spreading the love if I was in the same spot. That's what I had to remind myself. I'm like, I can't just be in one spot because it wouldn't really be spreading the love. So that's why I came up with spreading the love like mayonnaise because every corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Every corner.
Yeah,
so.
When you make tuna fish, you got to put the mayonnaise everywhere.
Otherwise, yeah, you got. You know what I'm saying? Bread and dry fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been to places like Parker or Callaway? Those areas that were hit really hard.
I've been to Springfield. I've been to Lynn Haven. I've been all over Panama City. But the thing is why I'm trying to stay in one area because I want the attention to come to Panama, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I want it to come here. I don't want it to be, you know, where we don't need the attention at because I don't want them looking there. I was thinking, you know, like maybe if I go somewhere else, you know, they'll be like, you know, it'll bring attention to Panama City, but no, it's going to bring attention here. Even when I was on the beach, it was like, oh, it was bringing attention to Panama City Beach. It wasn't bringing it to Panama, which, you know, I understand the beach was hit. That's why I wanted to bring attention out here, you know, this way too, but it's more in town that we really need the attention because I feel a lot of places are going with, you know, forgotten about. I feel like it's a lot of people that's not getting the attention that they need. Like, it's people out here that's homeless, sleeping in tents, and it's rain, it's flooding. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's sad to see.
Do you have anybody joining you?
I do. I got
some followers.
Yeah, I got this little girl that I met doing, you know, my posters. Her name is Rowdy Jane. She is like the most positive little girl you will ever meet, like ever in your life. She does like backpack drives, like for school. She does like, you know, giving back to the community, like just little positive things like that. So she comes out and spreads love with me too. And I have a guy that I met when I was spreading love in front of my job because I couldn't go nowhere else because of all the down power lines. We call him Flag Man now because he got the American flag. He waves his flag. Sure. So we call him Flag Man. His name Donnie. They definitely come out, and I have people, you know, who pull over. They want to, you know, show love with me too. I have definitely people who want to meet up with me and do posters and everything like that. So I love the attention. I love the attention. I love the help. I love the love. I love us coming together and us being a change.
Now, you've tried to get yourself on the Ellen DeGeneres show, right?
Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah, because that'll put some attention here.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you about this is so crazy about Ellen. Being that we didn't have cable for like so long, we still don't have cable, no way to watch TV. Like, you know, you don't really notice that you're missing something until it's gone.
Sure.
So when it was gone, it was like, dang, I never noticed I watched TV so much until I can't watch TV no more. So we got one of them satellite things to, you know, so we can get, the antenna things. And we hooked it up, and one of the channels that we could get was the Ellen Show, and it was on. And it was like, watching it for the first time, like ever, like just seeing all the love, all the positivity, like the happiness. I was just like, oh my God, like where have I been? Where has this show been at? And it was just so encouraging to see like somebody like give that much love to people that they do not know. That's exactly what I do. She spreads love.
Sure.
She just does it in her own way. So it's like, yeah, I really do want to meet her. I really do want to show her like how much we have in common, because I feel like once she meets me and she feels this love and I feel her love and our love generate, we're going to make a straight love connection. Bam. and this is what I went up with. I see her clothing line is ED. Ellen and D positive. I mean, that's like, come on, man. That's like perfect. Ellen and D positive. Like that's,
it's new. I
love spreading love.
Absolutely.
Oh,
well,
yes.
You know, what do we need to do to help you out in that endeavor?
spread love with me. That's okay. All I say. We got shirts coming out. If y'all don't mind having the shirts, I'm trying to get the bumper decals. I want Spread the Love to be everywhere, because I want this to be the new Panama City. I want when people to come in Panama City, I want them to feel so much love they don't want to leave.
And that's what we felt, neighbors working together. It's like personified as a city, as this rebuilding process. I can honestly say that I've seen more love in Panama City since the storm hit than I have the whole 12 years that I lived here.
Ever. I have never seen this much love. It's like people just like we have the helping hand, you know, the lend a hand idea now, because now it's so easy for people to just say, hey, can I help you? Hey, excuse me. Like, people are so much more polite. Like, they're just so much more loving. And it's amazing to me, because it's like love works. Whoever would have known that love works? The one thing that we have not tried is love. We've tried to, I've seen division. I've seen hate. I've seen people be pulled left side, right side. No, love is one big circle, and it's just pulling everybody together and loving each other together.
Absolutely.
Spreading the love.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember I was on base getting ready to speak at newcomer orientation. I was there early, and I went to get a cup of coffee from the little Starbucks thingy they had there. So I said, well, here's $30. Just use it for the next however many people till it runs out. And I didn't stay there to watch. I just left.
Sure.
And I don't know how many people got it, but maybe it made a little difference in their day. Well, somebody bought me a cup of coffee.
Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And I especially like to do it when my daughter was in the car, because yes. I wanted her to see, you know, hey, I'm going to pay for the person behind me. Why are you doing that, Dad? I don't know. I looked in the rearview mirror. They looked like maybe they needed it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they could have ordered for the entire company they're going to. But, you know, it's just a way to show, hey, somebody's thinking about you. And when you do that, folks do that a lot at Chick-fil-A. It doesn't really surprise them. But you do that at McDonald's, or you do that someplace else where it doesn't happen a lot. And those, even the people that work there are like, what? Are you sure? Yeah.
See, and that's what I want people to really understand. Spreading the love isn't holding posters that say positive things. That's not spreading the love. That's just the way I choose to do it. Spreading the love is simply doing kind acts to see someone smile for no reason in the world.
Absolutely.
For no reason in the world, because I feel like if we can just be kinder to each other, nicer to each other, more loving to each other for no absolute reason, I feel like that will fix a lot of things. So I feel like, hey, that's all we need right now. It's love. Love fixes everything. Love is the medicine. Love is the cure. Love is the answer. Love. Why not?
Now, your wife set you off on this path. Is she still behind you 100%?
100%. I have the best wife in the world, because she supports me. She knows what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. She motivates me. She even started, we have to get back to it, making Spread the Love pallet signs. And we were, you know, putting those around. There's some still in Callaway. If you ride through Callaway, you'll see some of the Spread the Love pallet signs. She's my rock. She's my number one. I couldn't do it without her. She pushes me harder than I push myself sometimes.
So if somebody wants to help you, they want to join you, is there a way that they can find you? And are you on Facebook? Or
I'm on Facebook. WeSpreadLove.org is my page. Or you can find me, Dakaris Hunter, DECARIS. Nobody can ever spell my name. On Facebook. And I post on there all the time. You'll know where to find me at. I go live. Let you know exactly where I'm at. I'm usually at some of the same spots. I'll spread out a little bit. But, hey, if you see me and you want to come spread some love with me, I have a poster in the truck with me so that you can wave to and come get you some love. Because I promise you, it's a feeling like you can never imagine. Like, words cannot explain the way you feel when you feel like you just made somebody's day. Like,
sure.
You just changed somebody's entire day.
That's
like,
true.
Man, it's the best feeling in the world. That's what keeps me out there every single day, just knowing that my family, we coming together as family. That's what I call everybody in Panama. Y'all my family, because we have to live together. We have to fix this together. That's the only way we're going to do it. So by spreading love together and showing that we can do this together, that's going to make a big difference in changing Panama City into something we never imagined it being.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I was thinking as you were talking earlier that, you know, leading up to any other hurricane, I always had this fear of losing my stuff and what about my house being destroyed or anything like that. Or even, you know, what if I ever had a fire or some devastation that happened to me and how alone I would feel. But now I don't feel alone. I feel like I'm in the same boat with everybody else. It's scary. It is scary. It's not always a lot of fun. It's frustrating. But it's folks like you guys that are, you know, that are out there to remind us that we gotta. It's stuff. You know, it's stuff that means something, but it's just still stuff. As long as we have our family, we have each other, and we can spread the love all around.
That's definitely one thing that I like truly believe is that, you know, everything that we lost, that can be replaced. Like, that's replaceable things. It may take time, but it'll be replaced. The one thing that we did not lose is the one thing that we cannot replace, and that's our lives. And as long as we can celebrate life, as long as we can continue to live life, we can always have better.
Absolutely. Give us your website and your Facebook page again.
WeSpreadLove.org and Dakaris Hunter. That's me on Facebook, DeCaris.
Dakaris, where are you going to spread the love next?
There's no telling. Honestly, I just go where the wind blows me.
Okay.
You never know where you'll find me at, but wherever you find me at, show some love to me. And I just want to share this one thing. Like, though we've lost a lot, we've not lost everything. We still have a lot to live for. We still have a lot to live towards. We have to fix what's broken before we can rebuild. And it's a lot of broken hearts, I understand. But that's why we spread in love, to fix those broken hearts. And once we fix those broken hearts, we're going to rebuild Panama City with so much love. It's going to blow your mind. Every day going to feel like Valentine's Day, because it's going to be so much love in Panama City. I feel like every day we have to live is another opportunity to change. And as long as we can change for something better. So why not spread some love every single day, because somebody needs it.
And Dakaris Hunter, the sign guy, spreading the love here in Bay County. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. We're going to post this on our website, WKGC.org. So feel free to share that and put it on Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, and your favorite auntie is coming in just a moment, and she's got some music to spin for you. I'll get out of your seat. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.